and welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. This week, I meet a barrister who put his legal career on hold to pursue two of his lifelong passions, painting and superheroes. And it all came about after a Hollywood star arrived in Gibraltar.
I said, well, I have to meet Henry Cavill. You know, I have to fulfill my childhood dream. And I did. And that was a huge moment for me. You know, when you realize a dream like that, you know, maybe it's not so important for other people, but for me, it was a profound moment. And being an artist, the main way I express myself is through my paintings, and I was compelled to paint his portrait.
Imagine working hard at school, spending years studying at university to get the career you wanted, and then deciding to put it all on hold for over a year to follow your dream. Aaron Saruya did just that. After following his father into law, he felt pulled in the direction of two of his greatest loves, his art and a fascination with comic book superheroes.
My passions have started from a very young, very early age. I was fascinated with comic book superheroes since I was like 3 or 4 years old. Ever since my father put on a movie of Superman 4, I was hooked. Art is also one of my deepest passions. I've been drawing since the age of 3. My father actually, I do recall that my father had a mural initially, a mural in my room, which was of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's what he did when I was a baby. So when I remember when I was like 3 or 4 years old, I asked my dad, I wanted Superman. So he changed that. And he painted a new mural featuring a few superheroes, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, etc. And ever since then, I've been copying that mural on a daily basis, you know. My dad's an
artist also.
You know, he's been painting and drawing, and dad is always a kid's role model. And he always follows what he does. So if my dad painted, my dad drew, I did that as well. And I've been copying his paintings ever since.
So what made you decide to take a legal career rather than following your passion of art?
Well, I've contemplated throughout my childhood whether I wanted to actually undertake a main career in art. But when my father started, during my GCSE years, my father started his law degree. I started looking into his books and started discussing the topics with him, and I found that I had a legal mind as well, and I rather enjoyed the law, and I felt that it would probably be a better, it would be more prudent to undertake a legal career as a main career, but never leaving my art to one side. I've said that, yes, I'll become a lawyer, but I will always remain an artist.
So what was the catalyst then to decide to take a break from law and dedicate so many months to the paintings that you've produced now?
Well, you have to understand that law is very demanding. It's very taxing. And the way I feel is that life is short and you must always follow your deepest passion, because if you don't follow it, then you never will. If you don't do it now, you never will. All right. So I decided that after a certain encounter, I decided that it was time to take a short break, take a small sabbatical from my legal career and pursue my deep passion, which was painting an art exhibition, which I've always wanted to do.
So what was it that sparked that decision then?
Well, you have to understand that I have been a Superman fan since time immemorial. Let's put it that way. And one of my childhood dreams was meeting a Superman actor, whether it's Christopher Reeve or Dean Cain or anything. But in this case, Henry Cavill came to Gibraltar back in 2014 for a charity run to help the Royal Marines. His brother's in the Royal Marines, so he does that quite often. And I was lucky enough that he came to Gibraltar, and I said, well, I have to meet Henry Cavill, you know, I have to fulfill my childhood dream, and I did. I met him down at the Rock Hotel, and had a few minutes to chat with him, took a photograph, and had an autograph from him. And that was a huge moment for me, you know. When you realize a dream like that, you know, maybe it's not so important for other people, but for me, it was a profound moment. And being an artist, what the main way I express myself is through my paintings. And I was compelled to paint his portrait. And I wasn't doing an exhibition back then. I was just painting a portrait because I was expressing my joy for that moment, for marking the moment. And I guess it just started from there. I enjoyed that painting. I finished it, and I said, "Why didn't I do another of a different hero?" Avengers: Age of Ultron was coming up at the time, and I thought it would be interesting to paint one of Iron Man because it whet my appetite. Thinking of the artistic challenge behind it of creating a metallic reflective surface, you know, as the Iron Man suit is, so it's not just a question of me wanting to paint Iron Man, it was a question of the challenge that it gave, you know.
And then it just kind of mushroomed from there.
And it just expanded from there. At first I was just doing it for myself, you know. I haven't taken a sabbatical quite yet at the time. This was just when I very started doing the few portraits, and that one day a friend of mine who is a professional artist, he came and saw some of my work. I had about 3 or 4 at the time, and he said, "Aaron, this is great work. Why don't you do an exhibition? This is good quality." And I was thinking about it, and I said, "Well, I always wanted to do an art exhibition, but I never knew what to do it on." And when he said that this was worth an exhibition, and it was something which was directly linked to my deepest passion, I said definitely this is the way I'm gonna do it.
And how many paintings have you painted, and how long has it taken you?
I've painted it for this exhibition. I've painted a total of 71. I've taken well over a year and a half to for it to materialize.
71 is a huge body of work.
Yes, it is. I'm rather exhausted, to be honest, but I'm also, you know, very satisfied that I've been able to meet that goal. You know, I said the biggest challenges what one has are the goals he sets for himself, and this is one challenge I wanted to meet.
And how did you go about actually painting them? You know. Did you do it during the daytime, the evening? You know, how was your mode of work?
My modus operandi, in other words. Okay, basically, I rely, as an artist, I don't have a studio. You got to understand, I don't have a studio. I only have a small terrace. And I rely on the daylight. So I usually do the painting by day, you know, using as much daylight as I can, because if you don't use the daylight, the colors change, and the painting wouldn't probably come out as you expect it to. So you have to rely on the daylight, and once it's nighttime, you stop painting. But given that I had the sheer amount of work, I dedicated the drawings at night. So as many times I spent my nights drawing up to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and then wake up early to get painting. So it's a sheer amount of work.
It sounds like an exhausting schedule.
Well, it's exhausting, but when you've got a passion which is driving you and you're so heavily focused, it doesn't really matter.
So the exhibition's happening now, the work is done.
Yes.
The hard work. Tell me a little bit about it, please.
First of all, primarily the exhibition, I've called it the Superhero Experience Art Exhibition. Why did I call it the Superhero Experience? Because basically I feel that in Gibraltar, this exhibition is unique. I don't think an exhibition of this type has ever been done here in Gibraltar. You'd probably find this in places like America, New York, and you know, places, possibly even London, but not in Gibraltar. So coming to this exhibition in itself is an experience. So that's why I called it that title. It's going to take place, it's going to take place at the Fine Arts Gallery in Casemates, and it will be open to the general public from the 3rd of May to the 16th of May.
So there's lots of opportunity for people to come and have a look.
Yes, there's lots of opportunities. It's going to be the inauguration, however, will take place the day before, on the 2nd of May.
Now, I know for a fact that there's a huge event happening that coincides with your exhibition, and people who've listened to the podcast episode 6 will know that the first ever Gibraltar International Comic Con is happening the first weekend of your exhibition. That's really perfect timing for you, isn't it?
It worked out fantastically well. I mean, on both sides, on both fronts, the organizers of the Comic Con and I have had the same goals. You know, we wanted to do something for the fans. All right, we wanted to do, because I know there is a huge fan base here in Gibraltar. It's just dormant. In a way, you know, people don't. People focus more on the music side, on the sports side, but never on the comic book science fiction side. All right, and I wanted to do something for the fan base, you know, which I know there is, and they wanted to do something for the fan base. So we both had the same goals, and it is just astronomical that it coincided on the very same week, and now. I never knew that my art exhibition would be part of the Comic Con now. And it's worked out great. I know the Comic Con is going to be a great success, and I encourage everybody to go and go to it.
What next for you after your exhibition? Is it more painting? Is it back to law? How do you see your future panning out?
Well, I'm definitely going back to law, but that does not mean that I'm going to leave art out. As I said, I am a lawyer. But I am still an artist. Yeah, I'm also an artist. I'm both. So if anybody wants a commission from me, by all means, I've done commissions on the side. I always find the time to dedicate some time to my art.
And you can see Aaron's Superhero Experience exhibition at the Fine Arts Gallery in Casemates Square from the 3rd to the 16th of May. If you want to know more about the Gibraltar International Comic Con, which was mentioned in the interview, and you haven't already listened to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast episode 6, you can find it in all the usual places, on iTunes, Podomatic, and on my blog website, postcardfromgibraltar.com, and you can hear from the Comic Con's organisers for yourself. You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. If you don't want to miss the next episode, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I would love it if you'd hit the subscribe button and even leave a review. That way more people will be able to find me in future. You can also listen and subscribe on the Podomatic app for Android and iOS devices. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, goodbye for now.